in regard to our time spent inside the sukkah. While we certainly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with us at all accounts, wherever we are in life, and then certainly the way we live in our homes should as well incorporate HaKadosh Baruch Hu, our awareness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into our daily living. But we know there are places where the Shekhinah is more felt, more present, and one of those places which we highlight is in the sukkah itself. And as such, even though we have a tzivui to act in the sukkah as we would in our homes, to move our living into the sukkah, nonetheless, there are halachos of kedusha of how we deal with the sukkah. Generally, people are well aware that one's not supposed to leave dirty pots or kelim that are not bakavadik inside the sukkah. One shouldn't bring in garbage cans and the sort, and even dishes which one uses if they're dirty, while one is eating is one thing, but after one finishes a meal, one should immediately take them out. Even under circumstances where normally it might constitute hachana after a meal till the next day of Yom Tov, here we're not taking it out of preparation simply because of the kavod and the awesome nature of the sukkah and how we're living with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. One has to go ahead and take them out from the sukkah immediately after one has finished eating. The sukkah shouldn't look like a place where just things are left around. Now, that's as far as kelim. But beyond that, in terms of our actual hug in the sukkah, how does one go about one's actions in the sukkah? We're sitting there, and we know that the Kadosh Baruch Hu is there. We're in the sukkah with an encounter directly with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And on one hand, you know, if you're standing there and your Rebbe is in front of you, something you can picture in front of you, it's a bit of a scary moment, and you can't really do much, and optimally, one should really be Isaac B'Torah and B'Dvarim K'Sol K'dusha. However, we also know that there's a concept of Teshuv K'Tiduru. There's a concept where one should live as one lives in one's home. So now the Mishaburu says, optimally, because the Kedusha is so great in the Sukkah, one should, again, optimally go ahead and speak only Dvarim Shel Kedusha, Dvarim Shel Torah, Dvarim Shel Tam inside the Sukkah, things that are covered for what he's speaking about, Dvarim Shel Mitzvah. That being the case, so it was said over very often, there were times used to have a sign hanging in his house, his words of the Chayodim, and people would come in and speak to him about other matters, he would point to the sign and really refrain from saying anything throughout the entire time in the Sukkah. Yet, on the other hand, we know that we, on our Hanhaga, while it's a level we should aspire to, we often talk about many other things which are not learning and not Dvarim Shel Mitzvah, and assuming it's Dvarim Mutarim, but it's certainly not Dvarim Shel Torah. The very same Mishnah Berurah says, V'chein im yirtzel asaper im chaveri yisaper v'sukkah, the sukkosai tzarech liyis kebeis ha'kol ha'shana. Well, nice Mishnah Berurah. The same Mishnah Berurah says that one should aspire, like the Chadam says, to have only Dvarim Shel Kedusha. Nonetheless, cites the Maharil, who says that if one wishes to talk to this friend, you want a shmuz, yisaper shmuz. Nonetheless, you should go into the sukkah. Mishaburu doesn't seem like it's two different opinions. Sounds like Mishaburu is saying that one should optimally, if you're going to shmooze over sukkah, the place to do it is in the sukkah because teishu kenaduru. Your living should be in the sukkah. The Maril, which the Mishaburu is citing, goes even further. He's talking about people from the Sachik Fukovia, people who are playing games of gambling nature or any other games. And the Maril says the same thing. One should go ahead and take that game into the sukkah, which means, in a practical sense, if over Yom Tov, over Chalamoid, someone's playing a game, a board game, something else, the place to do it optimally is in the sukkah. Your entire living should be in the sukkah. Now, on the other hand, one has to be careful. If one is engaged in something which is not by its nature to this Yom Tov, it's a quite chalamad, get together, you're playing games, doing whatever you're doing, take into the sukkah, but because of the kedusha makim, one has to be extremely careful not to go too far with that. It shouldn't become a makim of kalas roi, of Israel, Lashon Hara, severe in their own right, all the more severe when you're standing with Fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu in the sukkah itself. But again, for any other activities, any neutral activities which are just our general living, just sitting around even, sitting around in the sukkah is a mitzvah, what we're instructed to do. That's the way we're supposed to be living over sukkahs.